Titus, the third chapter. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying. This is the word of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In his book, The Intrusive Word, William Willimon tells about attending a certain baptism. The child is baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and then the pastor turns and begins to go down the aisle and to asperge, to sprinkle water on the congregation and say, "Remember your baptism and be thankful." As he's walking out after the service, a visitor says to him, "That was strange." Willimon said that he explained the pastor did that every time there was a baptism. But all the visitor said in response was, "That still felt strange." The more I thought about it, Willimon writes, the more I realized how right the visitor was. Throwing water on someone in a church is strange. God forgive me for thinking that baptism were something normal and throwing water on someone in church, reminding them in water and word about the peculiar way in which God saves us. That's strange too. Baptism isn't something normal, but it isn't something strange or just strange. It's also powerful. It is the power of God unto salvation. It is the way God works, forgiveness of sins. It's the way in which he rescues from death and the devil. It is the way in which he grants eternal salvation to all who believe. All who believe and are baptized shall see the Lord's salvation. Baptized into the death of Christ, they are a new creation. And so baptism, not normal, but not just strange, and not just powerful, but the power of God unto salvation, and therefore precious, therefore wonderful. How can water, how can H2O do such things? It isn't just the water. It is the word of God in and with the water, and faith which trusts such word of God. Just water, just a washing. But with the word of God, it is a baptism, a gracious water of life, a regeneration, a rebirth, a renewal by the Holy Spirit. That is a trustworthy saying. Pistos ho logos. Faithful is the word. This is a trustworthy, this is a reliable, this is a dependable saying. St. Paul says that a few times in his letters. Of course, he was an apostle of the Lord, and the word that we have preserved from his pen and from his mouth is the word of the Lord, and therefore not only true, but the truth, and therefore trustworthy. But some things he points out, like a finger, like a highlight. This is trustworthy. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That is a faithful saying. We have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, above all those who believe. That is a trustworthy saying. When the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us not from the works of righteousness which we had done, but according to his mercy through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that, having been justified by his grace, we would have the hope of eternal life. That is a trustworthy saying. And not just in the sense, or not in the sense, definitely that is good advice, something to keep in mind, but in the sense that it is good news. It is worthy of our faith because it is the Word of God which brings us salvation, which makes us His own. No matter when you were baptized, even as a small, few-day-old child, you were, according to God, without fear and love of Him, and therefore bound to be foolish and disobedient, already deceived and enslaved. But according to His mercy, and through baptism, He made you who had not known mercy, people who had known mercy, those who were not a people, the people of God, He made you His own and granted you forgiveness, life, and salvation. It's not just the water, but it's the Word. But that's about baptism. My task this morning, though, is not simply to speak about baptism, but to speak to the baptized, to you, brothers and sisters in Christ. What does baptism say about us? What does it say about you? At one time, Paul writes, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, enslaved. At one time, we lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating each other. But is it not true that at this time, you too remain foolish, disobedient, deceived, enslaved? Are you not deceived by the world and the devil and by your own sinful flesh? Are you not still enslaved by ambition, greed, lust? What does it mean about baptism? What does it mean about you as the baptized? What does it mean about God's faithful saints? On the one hand, it means that you remain sinners, that in your foolishness and disobedience, in your being deceived and in being enslaved, in still the malice that you harbor in your hearts and the envy that you have, in the being hated and the hating of others, you remain sinners. But baptism remains God's promise to you. And the news here, the faithful saying, the good news remains faithful to you. It was precisely for such people, for people who remain weak, who would fall into foolishness and disobedience, who would remain at times deceived and other places enslaved. It was for you that the Son of God came from the heavens. It was for you and for this particular kind of people, for you and your sins, for you and your sinfulness, that Jesus Christ lived, that He died. And it was for you to assure you that there is forgiveness for all sins and for all sinners, that you were baptized. And it was for you, knowing your foolishness, knowing your disobedience, knowing your self-deception and your enslavement, knowing you, that this statement, that this saying is for you. God's faithfulness. You are still His. He still forgives you. Christ was for you. And so reminders like aspurging, reminders like this word, reminders like the catechism are pointers back to what God did and still thinks about you, signs of His goodwill, signs of His grace toward you. And so then, brothers and sisters in Christ, fellow redeemed, fellow baptized, remember your baptism and be thankful. Remember, not because you have to. Remember because of all the things that he has done for you. Remember and be thankful. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you new birth by the water and the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, keep you by his grace to life everlasting. Peace be with you. Amen.